see that, but you can see that.
Okay.
Well, I think it looks
so let's start our second meeting on conceptual design. So, as the previous meeting, I will be the secretary, and we will have three presentations, and we will have to decide on the remote control concept, and finally we will close the session. So, I will first
You do the minutes first. Right?
What?
No.
I think I will let
okay.
Our user interface designer speak first. Mr. David Jordan.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Technical. What's this
one? No.
Interface.
Yeah.
This.
Mm. So first I will present the concept of user interface. There are three concepts in the user interface. The first one is a Google controller. The second is a fancy controller. The last one is an intelligent controller. So there are three concepts in our controller. Next I will explain one by one. The first is a Google controller. So I want the controller to be easy to use, but with sophisticated functions. So it's a combination of easy to use and sophisticated functions. This is the first concept of our controller. The second concept is a fancy controller. So we want to give the customer the impression that our controller is very attractive. We can easily recognize our controller among a lot of products. So the user interface should be very, very cute, very, very attractive, such as this. There are several examples in these slides.
Sure.
Yeah, it's very, you know, if you
very big.
Yeah, it's hard. It's easy for you to remember it and to recognize it.
Okay. Yeah, why not? We'll have big discussion, I
suppose,
after that.
Yeah.
So
the last concept is the intelligent. We want our controller to be smart.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we should use some technology such as speech recognition technology and gesture recognition technology. So we need to have some cooperation with some research institute on speech recognition and on gesture recognition. With these advanced features, I think we can attract a lot of users.
Okay.
Nope. This is the three concepts of our
I just
controller.
Have one question.
Yeah.
Because for the intelligent controller,
yep.
You said that we can use the voice recognition or the gesture recognition, but mm-hmm. As the expert told us, most
yeah.
of the people want to use the remote control to zap to zap between channels.
Yeah, so
they will be able to use gestures because
yeah.
if they do all the time the same gesture, as you said previously in the last meeting, maybe they will get injuries because of that.
Yeah.
Or if you say channel three, 2, 3, 4, 6, 5, I think they will be bored after a while. You don't think so?
I think sometimes it's very convenient to use voice interface and gesture interface
yeah, sure.
than use button. For example, if you cannot find your controller, you can just Just speak something such as,
One.
Yeah,
yeah,
because
one,
you got a
two.
cold. You have
Yeah.
a mute remote controller.
So you can search Esther. That's the problem.
Yeah, but how
Broken
risky
arm.
is it to trust like speech recognition or gesture recognition?
For limited vocabulary speech recognition, it's very reliable.
Okay.
And for limited vocabulary gesture recognition, it's also
Yeah, but
very.
suppose you have family watching TV,
Yeah?
and if they want to use their private remote control at the same time, do you think it will work? Everybody wanting to change channel in the same time?
But this would never happen anyway.
Yeah, they cannot
Why?
speak at the same time.
If you have one brother and one sister, and they want to
Yeah,
watch
but
their favorite TV program, so they say, oh, channel 4, channel 3, channel 4 today,
it's very
all the
interesting.
time.
The same can happen if you don't use this kind of remote control.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have the remote control, so maybe they can
That's
do it
right.
with you. You're not obliged
Oh,
to share
okay.
it.
You mean it could be a problem for
Yeah,
this
because,
guy.
Yeah, that's the advantage of intelligent controller. Even you have the controller. I can see channel 3, so it's come
But
to
this could
channel
be
3. I don't
a
have to.
disadvantage. I think it's a disadvantage.
It's advantage.
Maybe you can have a switching mode to pass from, voice controller to
Yeah, but one other
manual
question,
controller, sorry.
how much will it cost?
Not
How
much,
much?
actually.
Yeah, because I suppose we need to do research to have something working.
No, we just
Oh, if you
use
have
some.
efficient.
No, we just have some cooperation with some research institute. We don't have to do some basic research on these
And do
fields.
you think it won't cost him not a lot for us?
Yeah, I think it's because this technology is for limited like speaking recognition. It's very.
Yet.
It's yeah.
But
It's.
it's changing how the remote control is going to be built, because then you need. This doesn't have the power to do recognition, for example.
You
You have also the language
even
developer
for the
tool.
because of the
It has to be
vocabulary,
universal, so.
Yeah, I
the
agree, but
vocabulary is very small, so
yeah.
that's not a
Yeah, but
problem.
there's one problem that Baba
Yeah.
talked about, is the international remote control. We need something that is international. Suppose we want to sell it in France. The recognition system will be able to understand French. If you want to go to England, it will be able to understand English. So
Yeah, the key
Yeah, which could be downloaded, by the way.
the key feature of our controller is that it has some adaptation
Yeah, but
mechanism.
the
It
pro the
means when you sell this controller in China, it can recognize Chinese. If you sell this controller in French,
So
it can recognize French.
there's smart controller then.
Yeah. It's
And with no increase in the production price of the remote control?
Because of this product, this technology has already been developed, so.
Yeah, how will
Yeah, but
you.
the problem is how to, if this is a push button controller, you
Yeah.
can send this remote control everywhere in the world,
Yeah.
the same one. If you have the language, you have to
And
build
yeah,
one for
that's
each
why we have
country.
to do language adaptation.
Yeah, but for each country, you have to do one.
Yeah.
Because, for example,
Even
for
for each
Indonesia.
for even for different family, we have to do
Really?
yeah, we
That's
have to do adaptation to.
Yeah, but that
seems to be quite complex.
yeah, we have to do
No,
like
it's not so
11,
complex.
12 euros
And what
probably.
about voice recognition? Do we have microphones? And where will be there? Do you
No,
think
it's
far
not.
from television it will work?
I think that's not a problem, because you don't have to wear a microphone. You just the microphone is embedded in the controller.
Yeah, but where is the controller?
Where is the controller?
Yeah.
It's in your family, in your home.
No, but then
Yeah,
it's like
where?
this.
Here it's an object.
Yeah.
Here you say you want to use
Y
a
yeah, you can
technology.
embed
The
the
microphone,
microphone
sure.
here.
Yeah, but what is the use of voice or gesture recognition if you have a remote control like this, if you have an object? If you want to use voice or gesture, you need to be
To talk
free
to the
without
TV,
any
maybe.
objects. You just want to be interacting
Yeah,
with
you just
television.
put the controller here, then
If you say one,
you
he
see your
switches it.
command
Yeah.
and you do your gesture.
Yeah, but you can lose it.
No, it's if you lose it.
So, but for example, if it is somewhere in the room, maybe if it is in the tables there, you can always say it's channel one, and the remote control gives the order to the TV to
Yeah.
switch to channel
Okay,
one.
so you can build a kind of black
Device.
box and put it
Yeah.
on TV
Yeah.
and just to
Yeah.
recognize gestures and voice.
So you need a camera and, you know, a microphone.
Oh.
So remote microphone.
So you would still have the buttons, or is it? Do you think it should be only voice recognition and gesture recognition, or you still have the possibility to use buttons?
I think we should give the flexibility to the user.
Okay.
And
so
we say,
yeah.
You can see they can switch from one modality to another. Yeah, that's quite attractive.
I think that, you know, switching from one country to another will be a problem. So
well, if you do language adaptation, there should be no problem.
Yeah.
We should have confidence in technology.
So, what do you think? Which are the controllers you'd prefer?
What?
Which kind of controller would you prefer to use? You as a remote control user?
I mean, I'm sure if the user pays the same price, he's happy to have
more features,
yeah. But if it like doubles,
I think he needs a controller that is very reliable. So
I think it would be better not to do an intelligent controller and to stay with the Google controller or fancy controller. Maybe try to mix the Google controller and fancy controller.
Yeah.
Which one? To have something controller which is any kind of intelligent controller, easy to use, sophisticated and fancy.
Yeah, but if you stick to the first two parts, so what's the difference between our controller with other products in the market? There's no features of our controller. So is any necessary to design a new controller without any breakthrough features?
No, I mean,
would you replace your controller with a controller with similar function if you do not have some function intelligence that
some function like for browsing in the internet, so or something like that? But I think a user needs.
Yeah, that's not the function of the controller. That's the function of TV. You can replace your TV with a new TV with internet browsing function. But
you need new remote controller then. Because if you want to browse internet or
you don't have
if you want to type something or
okay,
if you want to send a mail from.
But it's not the only the problem. Only the issue of controller is it's also the issue of the TV.
The problem I can see with the voice or the gesture. So what can happen in a family, for example?
Yeah, we cannot rely 100% on these features to use the controller.
Yeah.
But these are the features of our controller, such as you have the feature of voice recognition in your mobile, but you seldom use it in your mobile. But you when you choose a new mobile, you choose the one with voice recognition.
Sure.
That's the feature is not 100% reliable, but it's a feature to distinguish our product from from other products.
Yeah, but we want something that works all the time.
Yeah.
Every day, every hour.
Yeah.
Everyone.
The person of the family.
Yeah. If you already have a product, it works 100% reliable. Would you replace it with another one?
Yeah. Why not?
For example, the we would like to have a Google-like controller.
Yeah.
I don't see how adding speech or gesture recognition would make the remote control look more like Google. Google is simple, works fine.
Yeah.
So I guess if we can have a remote control that is really basic, simple, and works fine, it's already a lot.
Oh yes, but there's no big difference between the traditional controller.
I mean, the user is not only interested in having speech or gesture recognition. Or
no, then
if he has something that works fine and is really fancy, looks nice, and
but there's not enough motivation for them to replace their old controller with a new one. If there's no key feature in the new controller, just the same.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's more interesting to develop a remote controller with speech and gesture and whatever.
Yeah.
But you have to think the user is the one who's gonna buy the product then.
Yeah.
So
okay. So let's go to the industrial designer.
Okay.
Maybe we'll be able to talk a decision after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
working.
So So.
I can.
Can you go to the next one? It's not this one. It's the one. It's the one we look at. Sorry. Component design. So this is to describe his.
I think there's something wrong with
You
here.
didn't receive it. Didn't
Maybe
receive it.
you record it somewhere else.
I don't think so.
Participant one. Participant one.
Interface concept. No.
Maybe I record it directly on the computer.
Yeah.
Okay.
It seems that we have a problem with the.
I don't know if you remember what you have to say now.
I can set it to without.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, maybe we can first come to
I think it would be more interesting
to
to start with
Fraunhofer. Use Fraunhofer, then you
Finish
can
first, so
prepare your slides,
we
then present it later.
can.
Yeah.
You will have some more information, and I think it would be interesting after your presentation to have from Baba's presentation.
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, I don't know.
Okay.
In my presentation, I don't have here, but
Okay.
it was in fact to design you to show you the design of what is inside,
Okay.
what is inside, and what are the different components of the remote control.
Okay.
So it will be interesting. So I could show you some picture
Okay.
of what is inside, and so. In fact, something I want to discuss is which kind of material are you going to use. So will it be a wooden remote control or a plastic remote control like this one. So and in which kind will be the different button. So it can be some classic push button like this one, or you have also some button like LCD where the buttons are unlighted during the night, or you can see them in the darkness.
Okay.
And the other thing I want to discuss also is which kind of electricity alimentation you want to have. So will it be, for example, solar energy alimentation, or will it be a battery like the classical battery? So. And I think that, for example, for the alimentation, it would be good to have both of them. So, for example, in some country where you are in the countryside and you are far from the cities, for example, in some place in Senegal, so if you have electricity, if you have solar alimentation, you just when you want to have recharge your remote control power, you just put it on the sun, and after 1 hour you can come. And so it can be interesting for people to have this kind of remote control. It can be something interesting to make people buy, for example.
Yeah, I think it's an
Yeah.
added value to the remote control,
Yeah.
and maybe it
Yeah.
can attract all the
Ecologists,
ecological, yeah, consumers.
Yeah.
And but that the price of adding this solar battery, would it be something really that will increase the price of production or that?
In fact, having them both will, if you want to have a battery, regular battery, and the solar energy battery, it could be, it will add a little bit of the price,
So.
but it will be an added value also that will be compensated.
Okay.
So.
And what about the materials?
And the materials, it depends. For example, if you have a wooden material, it can be more. The plastic material is more common, it's very
Unpersonal.
resistant, but something wooden will be like, I don't know,
Yeah.
special high, so special high class, or
Yeah, I
you
mean,
can have
if you
some.
we want to put fashion in electronics, maybe we can try to do something with wood.
Yeah, even if it is not completely wood, but just a part of the wooden in wood, and can be interesting.
Okay, seems to be
And
interesting.
so the last point is also, do you want to have some very cheap integrated circuits, chips, or do we have low level or very very expensive? It depends. But I think that low level will be, which is an entry menu.
Yeah, we want something easy to use, and so I think maybe something very low level would be enough.
Yeah.
And you think that will be?
Yeah, I think it will fit on the price about
€12.
So.
So wood, and what about the buttons?
I think the buttons, I prefer, you know, the LCD, you know, lighted buttons, because, you know, it's, I don't know, and yeah, in the dark, it's fashion, and it's related to how beautiful it is. So, if you want to watch TV in the darkness, or if you want to find your remote control that is lost in the darkness, it's very easy. So.
What about the touch screen, for example? It's an expensive one, yes.
I think the touch screen will be as expensive as the LCD button. So.
Mm.
But, and it is a kind of other design. It can be also interesting to have this kind of.
So you got email?
I don't know. I think we have only 5 minutes left.
Okay.
What's been for? Functional requirements?
No, trend watch. Yeah, one.
This one?
Yeah. I think so. Just. Yeah. So, just to meet the user requirements, I'll just do a short analysis of the remote control market. And to kind of have a better overview of what the fashion in general, I've checked more than only the remote control market. So next. So again, it's pretty much similar to what I've said in the previous meeting. Users really want a fancy look and feel. They're not so interested in a functional look and feel. Like the one you've showed, David, is all the buttons, and I mean, it sounds good technically, but it's not what they want. And, so second point is they still want it to be technologically innovative. So maybe it's sort of related to what you've said with the speech recognition and so on.
Okay.
At the same time, it's important that it's easy to use. So that were the three first points from the remote control analysis. Now, if we look at fashion in general, what we really see this year is that everything from clothes to shoes and furniture is inspired by fruits and vegetables. Okay,
yeah.
So I think we really have to take this into account for the design of the thing, because it's really what people want. Even if it's in general fashion, we want it to be in the remote control. And then, if we take the ordering or ranking of all the points, fancy look and feel has on a score of 7, we'll have 6 as importance. The remote control has to be technologically innovative, it's 3, then easy to use, it's not so important actually, with respect to other ones.
Yeah.
So we see fancy looking feel is the most important one, and then if we combine this with the fashion from Milan and Paris, we go to the fruits and vegetables. And the other point I haven't mentioned is people want to have a spongy touch. Okay,
yeah.
So this maybe doesn't really fit with the wooden design.
But the point is, which kind of material do you need to be spongy?
Yeah, this would be like plastic like, but
very
rubber,
soft,
maybe
rubber,
no, rubber like
yeah.
Device. So, okay, that was the main point, I think, from the trend of fashion.
Okay.
So, we have to take decisions about the concepts, about the energy. So, as you say, you want something. Technologically innovative,
yeah.
Maybe using
solar
energy.
Yeah, solar, I think it's.
With battery would be something interesting, maybe would attract
Yeah. It will be
Pro-ecology consumers.
yeah.
Chip imprints, so you propose lollable
yeah.
chips would be enough to have something
yeah.
working well.
Yeah.
Case.
Later.
So you think case something spongy? No wood.
Maybe not no
plastic.
Wood, but I mean
wood. So
maybe not the part you touching.
Maybe.
I think you can have wood, for example, in the bottom.
Yeah, maybe
depending
the
on the design you want.
It's
still
it's natural.
Yeah, it's natural.
Feeling is natural, so maybe we can stay with wood.
And it can be correlated to energy, solar energy. So for the marketing aspect, you know, saying
yeah,
I mean
it's not exactly right for the spongy.
Yeah, it's not right.
But it's still fashion.
We could maybe have both, like part of wood and some rubber for the balance. Or
okay.
Yeah, something that you can enter.
Okay.
And what about the user interface concept?
Google and Fancy. And
Fancy.
How about the voice?
Because I think that with the voice and gesture recognition, there are still some disadvantages with this.
Maybe
yes.
We can do some marketing studies asking people if they are interested and how. It is an interesting concept to see to have
yeah.
a
yeah.
voice control.
Yeah. The smart control.
Yeah. And second is, we can imply if you have a voice control, why not to put it directly on the TV? So to speak directly to the TV. You don't need a remote control actually. So.
Yeah, but you need a receiver to recognize the gestures and the voice.
Yeah, it will be embedded on the TV and not on a remote control. So.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe we'll just focus on the Google controller plus the Fancy controller, maybe try to mix them, these two concepts together, just in one, and do a remote control with solar energy and batteries and with low level chips and wood.
Yeah, it's good.
And LCD buttons. Yeah, I think one of these supplements, the solar energy, would be something quite interesting and not maybe too difficult to add.
What can you say, a supplement to
interface?
Yeah, for the interface, something added value.
I think the supplement can be the voice. It is not the most important, but it can be a part.
With a module? You mean a remote control with a module? If you want, you can just use commands, words, and use them. When you don't want to use the fingers.
Even it is for just some keys, like, you know, switching channels, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Turning the TV
turning
on
or
off.
Yeah. Not very complex commands, but easy commands. Yeah.
So, adding some vocal commands?
Yeah.
Simple ones?
Yeah, simple ones.
Okay. So our next meeting will start in 30 minutes, so you will all have to work in your direction. So you will have to work on the look and feel design to have the easy to use, powerful and fancy remote control with some added value such as the simple vocal commands recognition. You will have to work more, Baba, on the spongy way to add spongy touch to the buttons.
Yeah.
And try to find maybe a nice shape for the wooden remote control.
Yeah.
I think we'll have to evaluate the product.
Yeah. Not forgetting about the fruits and vegetables.
Okay.
Trends.
Yeah.
If possible.
Okay.
And remember, as I said last meeting, we really have to built in fashion, remote control, and the color of the society will be really, it will be seen in the remote control. So you will have Baba and David Jordan, you will have to work together on the prototype.
Yep.
And you will have next time to show us modeling a clay remote control.
Okay.
So you will have to model something.
Yep.
And I think that some specific instructions will be sent to you by your personal coach.
Okay.
So
okay.
No more questions, we can close the session.
Mm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, cool.